Sutra in English on page 2. Thus I have heard, at one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultrakeet Mountain, a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearances. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the pious comets and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The pious godness should be seen purely of the natural emptiness. Or the emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. And having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They either decrease or increase. Therefore, Shariputra, an emptiness where there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, and so no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, and no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell on the three kinds rely upon the perfection of wisdom. And they become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfectly complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unfulfilled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth where it is not accepted. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te Atta Om Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sam Gate Bodhi Soha. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said that the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, this is just so. The profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught. And the Tathagata also rejoiced. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Yeah. Yeah. 산산로부지 계시시는 대로 변화 저희 주변에 계시시는 변화 린안하게 주된다 됨이고네 아니 견도 선제 세미조스 샤와세와나 인이로 소속이 대상권에 만되네 우종치 전에는 아니 예선발 다시 줄라 따지지제 로와
As we find in the practice of what we call the six preparations, the practice of six preparations, where it advises how one can maintain one's physical postures to meditate oneself by maintaining seven features of Virachana, Namnang Chodun, which means the seven features of Virachana, to maintain one's physical gestures to meditate upon. And so having maintained those physical features or the gestures, one then focuses on one's own breath, you know, the circle of one's breath, exhalation and inhalations.
Mm-hmm.
And having done that, when one's mind is become settled, then one can examine one's own mind. So, if you were to look at, you know, one's own mind, when one goes through the scrutiny of one's own mind, and when one finds there is certain, you know, commitment within your mind, and then that is that assist you to take a refuge and church wants.
The children and so true catches came out or Saint Rajin to your silver city, Saint Tancha Telesona, Tancha Tela Kari and Shayan Wara. Saint Yoto Chasona, Shay Kabura, Chidani, Kumubinis in the Jiremado, true catches came out.
So it is unnatural, you know, to us when we look at our mind, if the actual nature of one's mind, if we are allowing the lesser of actual nature of one's mind, then whatever that appears in one's mind, then your mind actually, you know, seems to assist you to contemplate upon that object. And so, therefore, what we call the actual nature of one's mind is mere luminosity. So by maintaining this clarity of one's mind, in other words, actual nature of one's mind, by reflecting one's mind upon the actual nature of one's mind, and through this activation of one's nature of one's mind, which is mere luminosity, one then visualized Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in front of oneself. Then, as you visualize all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in front of oneself, by contemplating one's mind upon the clear light of one's mind, and then the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas too is then surrounded by all the root and lineage gurus of the Lamrim. And then imagining yourself being in presence of all of those noble beings, and you yourself is again surrounded by all those infinite sentient beings. So speaking about practice, the practice in the Dharma, our practice of Dharma is undertaken within the framework of two stages, or with regard to two objects, in other words. When we practice our Dharma by, you know, taking refuge in victorious ones or the three jewels, or we practice Dharma with regard to other sentient beings. So those are the two primary, you know, framework within which we build up our practices of Dharma.
So for us,
Le Dangbo, which means we are in the initial stage of the practitioner. So for us, we make an effort to have a genuine faith in individuals, and having generated a genuine, cultivated a genuine faith to individuals, one then put in extra effort to extend unconditional compassion towards all other sentient beings.
Tenyi ji semba la zota chi zotuwa yina, nga zu semba hyobo, mbiwo, rwa, kaat ti na ti chochan ra wachi. Rwa semba nga mbiwo se kura nga zang yina, semba hyolo, shinglo jubi taa ni senare kanji, kawa zha zha chi.
If one's mind is conditioned by those two, by taking refuge in individual and having a compassion towards other sentient beings, then one can, place one's mind as one wishes. Whatever the, wherever you want to place your mind, so you can place your mind, such as maintaining peace and so on. Sorry.
Tā tīntūyō jīgīrō wā sāmbā lā dāngāng rō dā sāmbā pātō bō rō jīlē wē dī nī jīnī jī shēnyē tēnsī lā mā gāng jō nā rī gācā lā rī nōngō tsū nā shēnyē tēnsī nōngō tsū nā rī yāng jī chō mā tā pā sā nā tōng nā rī yāng jī mī sī kīyā sōng tē chē nā rī yāng kato lī jī ngā sā nā rī kō kārē chē nā rō wā jī gāng yū nā jū chō chō rā wā chī gō gō rō wā chū yī nyāng lē chē ngī nā tā rī rī tā
kā. So if one is able to then condition one's mind by those two qualities, and one can maintain peace of one's mind, one can maintain the calmness of one's mind. And having maintained this calmness of one's mind, one can then take other practices, such as reflection upon the practice of guru devotions, and practice of impermanent nature of one's life, and then recitation of mantras and so on.
Tendi chi chana miyu lo chi duwa rwa. Yin su su sha chi guni chi ngang di chi sada na ya ka imi maya ki imi bi sonda chi rwa. Hanam bi ngang chi li cha nyan ka duwa. Sun duwa ki imi na.
So if one's mind is not conditioned by those, qualities or the attributes, then, even if one engages in the practice of reciting mantras and so on, then it's almost, become a senseless gossip or meaningless, words and so on.
Tāngā tsō tāndā rōwā yī, yā sēngjē lē mī kāsā, kuñchō lē mī bē tēpā tāngā mā, jī sēngjē lē mī bē nī jī tīndī nī yī ngā ngā tēlā, yīnī tērī ngā tsō yī jī chū chē nyā chē pā tā yāngā, tā kāñjē tēnī yī lō yī sēng bī tō nē, yī chē kī yī sāngjē jī chō nā, bā mā nā wā rōwā tā.
So then here, for us, if one's receiving these teachings of the Dharma today is then is conjoined by the taking refuge in individuals with a genuine faith and having a compassion towards other sentient beings, then that is a correct a correct way of participating in receiving the teachings of the Dharma.
지금 저기 뭐 통년 되지다 타른 뭐 양른 뭐 진지 지라 처바 뭐 제와 제로와 내가 소속 병원에 소속 근처에 된 데라요 근데 동해 진지 선진 속에 강가를 러니를 레와 전능이 지 거기 계속나 라니지 가르쳐서 로 레와 제서지요 티정인데 라니 차되나.
So now here, let's take example of ourselves. Look at ourselves. If by visualizing all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in front of oneself, in other words, one is being in the presence of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and then reflect one's mind upon all other sentient beings who are undergoing tremendous amount of sufferings and who are putting a lot of hopes upon us to alleviate the suffering of all the sentient beings, and and what kind of you know actions that we, well, one may take with regard to all other sentient beings.
Mo su ye shang chu sen go ni pe ja ne xi yong di rang ni gi pa ma mi me ne ro wa chu ka ma tong ge yang sa chen bo chi ji ka na ma chong ne ne chong zhe qian de wei na ne rang ni de lu dao na de ma ru shu ji ta xin shu ji ro wa ro ra de no yin ge zu ji ji rang ni ji chu ge lao de chen bi ji ye xie ne shen xi ji de du de ya ne dang de ri ji de xi bi ne ge sa yu xia na bian na ten de ri se na song gu duo a yin zan ne 근데
So let's take an example, you know, if one's parents are, you know, blind and they have and our blind, you know, who is lacking a sight, who are actually on the edge of the cliff and about to fall. And if we were to neglect one's parents, you know, without helping them, so then what kind of, you know, the son or daughter we may be, if we neglect and we're not trying to assist them and falling from the cliffs, you know. And in the same manner, we, as the Dharma practitioners, we know a little bit about what is meant by Dharma. And well, we have a little sense of, you know, practicing dharmas and so on. So understanding what is positive to be adopted and what is negative to be abandoned. With this understanding, if we neglect all other sentient beings, beings who are unable to distinguish between the two, negative and positive, then this will be a great, you know, tragedy for us. So therefore, try to look at it in this way by taking an example of one's blind, you know, parents who are about to fall off the cliff, and if you are unable to help them, what kind of feeling that you will have.
The children pitch go on a real up in a row. Maso, since you get a good cogo, your motus in Yumba, any young business to a Marie Pimit and Ranchan, Rome Machado.
So, this is just, you know, not only just an example here. In reality, when you look at sentient beings, 99% of sentient beings are actually intoxicated by the poisons, three poisons, and they are blinded by the ignorance. So let's reflect our mind upon the generation of bodhicitta at this point of time.
Mm-hmm.
At this point. So with these motivations, the teachings that we are receiving is the great deities on the stages of the past enlightenment, which is Namrim. So this is the path. It is, in fact, it is called Sasum Gidumi, which is the path of three bhumis. The lamp for the path of the three bhumis. And so it is a lamp for the path. because through the practice of the Lamrim, one then can reach, you know, one's ultimate goal, which is the state, state of enlightenment.
Sāsōngyū dōme dē kāng āni tōma āni kārza chūgōng tsīmbō tēmbē shīn zēpā bē chāwā sēng dē tōmbō dē chē rō.
So then, to begin with this teachings, as we went through all the stages, you know, during our previous teachings, which started from the chūgōng tsīmbō tēmbē zēpā bē chāwā rō, the discourses on the stages on the path of enlightenment, which actually has the stages, the number of stages, starting from the greatness of the authors given in order to show that the teachings has immaculate source.
God de wose nen dero wa ni de tsemare da ro wa de tsemare de gare jere sa na sumbo bo tsemare
When we talked about the greatness of the author given in order to show that the teaching has an immaculate source, it's here teaching itself, which is the Lamrim text, the teaching, Lamrim teaching itself is the immaculate source because it is a valid. It is valid because the teacher who taught this Lamrim is valid beings. So the next is the greatness of the Dharma given to increase one's faith in the instructions.
이바치 선바다 아니 된되기 치와니 단데미 당아데라니 니니디 간데 요구로 시디 간데 시고로서 사제 선바치로 와
Then the third is the right way to teach and to listen to the Dharma.
고데 보시나 제도 뭐 보여요 이나 문에 제와이나 어떻게 리시드 문에 개체 보러 와 라니레 네바다빈디 줄라 네가르 헤다빈디 시초데 뭐 보는 네바다빈디 시세야 나오나 아니 지 리신 가산 계제네 저 가실 러이 봐 무슨
So it's very important that one need to maintain one's mind when one's receiving the teachings. As we mentioned during our earlier teachings about how to maintain our motivations when one is receiving the teachings of the Dharma. It is unlike that receiving the lectures of other philosophies and so on. Rather, this is the Dharma teachings. When you're receiving the Dharma teachings, and make sure that you have you fulfill the criteria to make yourself at authentic listeners of the Dharma by considering oneself as the patient or someone who is healed, and then by the teaching itself, considering as a medicine, and the teacher who is giving the teaching as a physician. So with this, then one receives the teachings, and if you are able to maintain such a motivation while receiving the teachings, then one will able to. Generate or to keep at least what we call the positive imprints or the potencies within one's mind. So now how this actually teachings of the Lamrim can lead sentient beings to the spiritual path, and then the topic comes the sequence in which the disciples are to be taught the actual instructions. So Sumbuche went to the chapters that we went through, and he was just reciting on the actual, you know, topic of the each chapters. So Rinpoche said that we don't have to go through all of this. And so at this particular point that we are dealing with positive deeds and negative deeds, 10 negative actions and 10 positive actions. And so, and particularly at this point, we are focusing on 10 negative actions.
Tā nāpi lēs, tā kāpi lēs, yodī nāpi lēs, tā ngāsū mīgyā wāchī tēlā nāpi lēs lāgu rūhā sā nātā. Kārīsī nā rīpū dūjā mīmī chāna nāpū sā lāgu rūhā sā.
So, in the Tibetan, you know, term we call the nāpili, which means the black karma, in other words. And the white karma is positive. So, it is actually translated as a positive and negative in this instead. And why those deeds are called negative deeds is because it give rise to the negative consequences or the result. Therefore, it is called negative actions.
Tendu yin nabi le te le mege wa chi shi bi nong ye ni lu je 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 nga ge ro lu je song je nga ge je je ni den ro sa che ta yi je song yin nong ni tong bu de den du re sa la da.
So as we mentioned earlier, there are 10 negative actions and 10, you know, positive actions. And out of 10 negative actions, so far we have covered the 10 negative actions, 3 negative actions of the body, and 4 negative actions of speech. And so those 7 negative actions, body and speech, have been covered. We have completed those. And then at this particular time, we are focusing on the 3
negative actions of the mind.
So this is also known as bodies, the actions of the body, speech and mind. And also then, you know, it has a, then it's, this is also known by the, you know,
the actions of the 3 doors.
Out of the 3 negative actions of one's you know, mind, then it's first it starts from covetousness.
So
nafsim in Tibetan, which is translated in English as a covetousness, is a state of mind that you actually maintain that state of mind within yourself. It's actual nature of that mind is very negative, and you're maintaining it and trying to embrace and preserving that within your mind. That is what is meant by nafsim in Tibetan.
Ani nga so ye lin se re ma zo yi de ni so so ye de ni so so la do a bi ji de so nga so le ngi ni xie bo ma do san je ye de ke cha ma ro a de ngun ne de ya san yi de ro a de de nga de ni yong du ro de ni yong so na ga ja de ngun zi ro ga ja se ne ri ko ngu bi ni si ngun zi ro ta ga ja se ji ji ma ne ro
if when going through all those negative actions, body, speech and mind, particularly of this mind, and by deepening insight into the nature of those negative state of one's mind, and when if you feel that those stages of negative, those state of negative states of mind is really within my mind, if you are able to find it, if you are able to identify this, then you are actually discovering the actual reality, the reality of your own mind. So those are the the quality of our ordinary being's mind. So the one kind of quality that we have is when we generate anger, when you are angry, and then your anger is somewhat the supporter of yourself. It is supporting you. You know, you are just relying upon the anger as your supporter. And that is, again, the quality of our ordinary being's mind. So if you are unable to see the books or to read, you can switch on the light. So covetousness, the basis, it is on the page 224. Starts from the third paragraph. Number 8 is this covetousness. The basis of covetousness are the wealth for the possession of another. So what is actual characteristic of this, nafsim, which is covetousness, is the characteristic of this type of covetousness constitutes that you always, you long to have something that belongs to somebody, or object or whatever that belongs to somebody. So here again, the way you have attachment towards the object that belongs to others, and you wish to have that object by yourself, is if you have a desire to have this object by yourself that belongs to somebody, having a motivation of paying money and getting this object by yourself, and that is appropriate. There's nothing to do. There's nothing wrong with that. But you have generated this motivation. The motivation, in a way that you really want to have that object that belongs to somebody by any means. Having a motivation of deceiving someone, and that is the kind of mind what we it is that is the mind what we call is covetousness or nafsin.
Da sambala somle es dishe dishe ne es jitala ten dishe ba ho sro ma se lo wa len chen le zeno ni dui da.
So of the three aspects of the attitude, the perception is the perceiving the basis to be what it is.
그거 먹어 게 막 잘라 가리는 라니 되나 잘라 가르지 소라다가서는 잘라 때다 대인 받이 시에 되지로와 된 맛이나요 그걸 자세히 요거 말에 대다 지당 그 라슈지 내는 게 소리 제인지로
So what he's saying is you're having such attachment towards the object is through identification of this object, right? Without identifying that object, what kind of object it may be, then you will not have that kind of attachment. The affliction is any among the three, which attachment, hatred and ignorance. So out of those three afflictions, so if this covetousness likely to occur by means of attachment. The motivation is the desire to make the wealth or property your own. The performance is striving at that contemplative purpose. Whatever that object may be, it belongs to somebody. You have a strong wish to have that by yourself. Then the culmination is thinking that may it become mine.
那就解释的不是呢，他大话听啊，然后结果是结了啊，解释些呢，干脆先把那东西他解释了。So
you have such a strong determination that you would like to have that particular object that you're focusing on is to yours by trying to do your best to make it by make it that object that belongs to somebody, someone else is by yourself.
那些是的就是说，让你恼怒了，恰给他们恼气了啊。那些是的，过些了，准备说了去。So
the nafsim, which means covetousness, is something that is planning. It is kind of actually you're planning to have something by yourself. And the nafsim, which will come later, which is the harmful thoughts, it's something that is not a motivation, but it is actually going out and acting out.
如果都有提出一些建议呢，可见等于积极的修，而大家的开门多啊，迅速了干净的，迅速了人数名也产生了，根本不用过了，对不对？老，迅速了，你要当教不恰，你人数搞不恰，说呢，你那现在学习学习没用过了，积极的啥的，人数就我得积极的啥也行的，其他可不咯。那是。If
there's no proper discipline within the community, and these things will likely to occur more.
哦，对，写松的松的，拿了书包，提到大概就话几几两百五十，但是他都得把它做面多。拿了书包，提到大概几几两百五十，提了那些用是做比做不了，俺唱过的松多。So
then about wealth and the like, and says the determination that is that it will become yours. And for this to be full-fledged covetousness, then five qualities are required.
嗯，上经龙说了，老百姓三宝当担保。The
first one is having a mind that is exceedingly attached to your own resources.
听我意思咯，让你一家拉了修，大不久了嘛，就你现在阿拉当年现在牛牛了啊。So
it is very rare, without taking care of one's own position. And longing to have others' positions.
嗯，让给龙穴的设备的比钢强巴适，让你给龙穴的搞的公平的当个生意，米水的设备修钱不要吧。So
in which when we talk about having a covetousness, is by having a very excessive attachment towards one's own position, and with this, will enables you to have an attachment towards position, object that belongs to others.
嗯，现在弄了说不，嗯，上不了。你用是多钱？若你往写的，请比三百的单吧，啊是。
So the second one is having a mind of attachment that wants to accumulate resources. And the third one is having a mind of longing due to comprehending or experiencing the good things of others, their wealth and so forth. So when we are comprehending objects, something that is so attractive to you, and then this, with no control, without having any control over your mind, you have generated such a strong attachment. In a sense that you have strong, desire to have that particular object by yourself. So it is similar, the characteristic of the mind is similar to when you look at someone whom you dislike, a person, and while you are looking at the person, you are unable to see the actual quality, the positive quality of this individual, but rather we have this tendency to actually focus only on the negative side of this particular person. In the same manner, when you look at again to the particular object, something that is so attractive to you, and then you have such a strong desire or attachment towards this particular object that you really want to have this particular object by yourself. The fourth one is, it says, having an envious mind, thinking that whatever is another's should be your own.
So when you see the object that is so attractive and something that is so valuable, that and your mind is uncontrollably, you are unable to control your mind, and it's really enables you to look at and focus on this particular object and having a motivation by any means to have this particular object by yourself. So it's
really an attachment.
So then the fifth one is having a mind that is overcome due to covetousness, by shamelessness and obliviousness about the determination to be free from the faults of covetousness. So it is because of those three poisons really makes us shamelessness.
That makes us shameless.
So in order to be an authentic person or the positive person, and one must have, one must maintain the shamelessness, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
One must have a shame with regard to other beings, and one must, you know, maintain discipline, in other words, the moral discipline within oneself.
Mm-hmm. ngotsa thime ge seng de le sona jiten shyo bal de to sare ro jiten chu ge se yu shun jiten ye yaro shyo bal to sare.
So if we lack those two qualities of shame and ethical discipline, then let alone that one become a practitioner of the Dharma, one is actually not even belong to the positive category of the mundane being.
So,
if one becomes really shameless, not really, you know, observing the moral disciplines and so on, then one really become a, one will not be able to identify what is the feeling of goodness and feeling of badness. So when we look at those, you know, in order to become this full-fledged covetousness, it requires five qualities to be, you know, completed. So therefore, though we may, you know, generate those covetousness, but it is hardly, we could say that our covetousness is full-fledged covetousness because of the requirements of those criteria. Here again, when we talk about to, you know, full-fledged covetousness, and it requires five qualities. So here again, when we look at those criteria, or the qualities, the five qualities, it seems like we need to generate, as you know, five different types of mind, which is not the case. Because within one generation of mental event can complete all those five qualities. So it says that if any one of these five minds is not present, and there is no actual
covetousness.
So the level of yogic deeds says to apply this five to all those non virtues. So then it says, as for the manner in which an action might constitute covetousness that is not full-fledged, it is such a covetousness that you may give rise to the following desires.
So 파마다 보다 충마다 전라 소바던 삼바 총바 쇼비 요지 라 뇌바제는 어 나세소 소도 어디 받으래도 나세데 세니 만좀변 나세 이 로션티 메예바도 로션티
사서 so says the thought oh how nice it would be if the masters if the masters of the house were to become my servants, and things could be however I would wish them. And also such a thought with regard to his wife and children and etc. at his physical position such as food and so forth. The thought, oh how nice it would be if others knew me to have such good qualities as being dispositionate, retaining and perceiving, learned and generous. The thought that how nice it would be if king and ministers and the four types of the followers of the Buddha were to respect me, and if I were to obtain such necessities as food and clothing. Developing desire, thinking, may I be reborn in the future as a deity and enjoy the deity's five sensory objects, and may I be reborn from the worlds of the various ones and the Vishnu as a deity in the heaven of controlling others emanations, the highest of the six divine regions of the desire realms. Developing desire for the position for presents, children, servants, and the like, or the positions of your fellow religious practitioners.
Mm-hmm. So when you
look at those, you know, we find there are six categories of the way in which we generate this covetousness. And when we look at those, you know, all of this, and actually we are those kind of, you know, mental attitude is taking place within our mind stream. So the first one out of this, you know, you may not have the first one, you know, really, you know, all you may not have a wish to have become all the kings and ministers to be your servant. But you will have, you know, a desire or the wish. You know, just as the ministers and kings have the servants and attendants and so on, may I be able to obtain that kind of, you know, resources. So mm-hmm. that kind of, you know, motivation is always within us. So then also we possibly can have a wish or a motivation of being oneself, you know, recognizing oneself as a very genuine Dharma practitioner, and you wish to let other people know about your quality of being yourself as a Dharma practitioner and someone who is a very a serious practitioner and so on. So then you will have, you know, wish to me all beings such as, you know, kings and lamas and, you know, ministers and so on, may they be, you know, become assistant, may they assist for me to accumulate all the resources. Mm-hmm. This kind of thought is always within us. So it is similar effect, you know, of mental attitudes by thinking that may all those neighborhoods, you know, our ones or neighbors be nice to me, and may all you have a wish to being all those neighbors and, you know, your surroundings being a very good and becoming a resourceful to you. So again, out of this, the fifth one, you know, developing a desire, thinking that, may I be reborn in the future as a deity and enjoy the deity's five sensory objects. So this kind of, you know, again, for wish or the motivation will be a rare.
양지 소소기 파마 변자 벼더 간다에는 가리이 잘라이나요. 지 마여 받지 라니디 롱쇼지 존나서 제소나 건나세 차기도와.
So object, whether the object is actually belong to one's own family members, brothers and sisters, if one, you know, utilize, if one use the object that belongs to one's own, even though this belongs to one, this that belongs to one's own family, and if one's motivation of using that object is conditioned by this covetousness, then that is inappropriate again. To become a full-fledged covetousness, and then it requires to complete all the causes and conditions to become the covetousness as a full-fledged covetousness.
So let's read to the second negative actions of the mind, which is malice. And yeah, nursing in Tibetan, which literally means harmful thoughts, harmful intention. Mm-hmm. And so here it says the basis, it says the perception and the affections are the same as in the case of offensive speech. So generally, we generate such a thought, but harmful thoughts, we generate these harmful thoughts towards someone whom you dislike. So here now the question is whether when with attachment, you know, we kill animals, such as you have attached towards animal skin and you know other parts of the animals, you know, bodies and so on. When you have this kind of attachment, and if you kill the animals, and well, you know, it is questionable whether it can be again harmful thoughts. So if the animals, such as birds and so on, if the animal actually, you know, destroys one's you know, properties, such as, you know, eating your the crops in the fields and so on, and with this, you know, again you have harmful thoughts, you have a grudge towards the animals, so that kind of thought may be the malice. But other than that, with attachment, we are not sure whether this motivation of killing that animal can be really a harmful thoughts.
진단당이 계셨다도 되게 말이다. 로 신진질의 메다진의 세세디 단다 신진들로 코네세요 말에서라나. 괜찮듯이 차송아 진단이나다.
So it is again, you know, it becomes really complex if you say if someone shoots the animal and kills the animal, and then if someone again declares that he or she has no harmful thoughts with regard to this animal, then it's really a complex issue. But however, you know, it is a basis to be examined or for scrutiny.
rawa ne sin se di ka je ju kyun lo rawa chi le chi lo 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 yi lo ai ye swar ji ro nga se ke se chen na rawa
so then the question if you were to ask question if one kills some animal or whatever the beings if one kills someone then is this be if this such a act of killing is really derived from this harmful thoughts or not this is a questionable again
chitu singe de de chedan tene chi goro chitu la gor sene ha tai ro pa na ro so so ki pamme pugla nga chitu shi ya de la yang gandu yana ro pe gi gi sinje de yit ki ba cha gi yana me na pamme pamma da ge gen gi ge tu la so da do ya de se ji da chitu bu pe che do ja ga rin dang ro dang ri da ma to bi gi gi sinje de tong dang de do ja yana me na kaje so so maga se chune ba sing gi le lo ba ni kha ga ro kan ji zue je wa ni
So then again here, you know, it's a similar to the speech, harsh speech, right? And the harsh words or the harsh speech can be used by the parents towards his or her children. And then teachers can use harsh words towards his or her disciples or the students. And again, this really become a harsh words or not. It's again...
question, this needs to be examined again.
So however, if I were to, you know, tell you not only that we are scolding or using harsh words to our disciples or the students, but also we actually fix them, you know, we beat them. And if I were to mention this to you guys, and it's something that is very unheard of to all of you, it becomes unbelievable for you. Because, for instance, myself, I have a student, and I beat him, you know, by using my malas. And sometimes my malas will be, there are many occasions, you know, the beats of my balas are broken. And then even, you know, my hands, once it was dislocated, you know, my fingers. Mm-hmm. It is by beating my students. Mm-hmm. So if I were to mention this to you guys, it is something really unheard of you guys. So forever my case, and I have not received any harsh, you know, punishment from my teachers.
So you talk about that, na, you mean that loansin don't show me loansin change color, right? Loansin the change matter, na, you talk about that. Loansin just now, how that is, so na, can change about that, loansin just that.
So most of the time we get, you know, from our teacher, it's because when they have given a certain supplies of memorizations, you know, in a certain text, and if we were to unable to complete the given supplies of those memorizations, then that is the really, really a time that we get from our our teachers.
Mm-hmm. So tasa zonle ro lo chi le jure de sho go perin chi nga ja te so chi dong te so sa de ne ro de sa yi le de ba ro lo to
so it's you know every annual examinations so one of the foremost you know test is will give you a test of memorizations we have to give the test of memorizations and in which case there are many monks who can actually memorize like 500 pages and even 1,000 pages. So something that is very beyond our comprehension.
Nga chen dero nga so yin na ta san yin nga so chu 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 pa la ya chu pa chol ro. Chu pa ne go pa pa de ge ku de ge. Ge ku go pa no lo sa de ni so so ka si de de ri nga chu chu chi chi ma de de ge me. Ni ma yin pe chi 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 chu ni ge ye. Yan da to so chu de ni pa sa tan da chu ne lin ko chen de pe chi chu ne ya kong de.
So at the monastery especially in those three major monastic universities in India, we start our, you know, spiritual discussion or the debate around 6 o'clock in the evening. And this from 6 to 9 is mandatory because our disciplinary will watch after us, whether we are really engaging in debate or not. And after 9, then the disciplinary will be left, and then it is up to us whether we would like to carry on our spiritual discussion or the debate in the courtyard of our monastery. And so in my case, you know, I normally leave around 11 o'clock in the evening and then go to bed around 12, do some memorizations and so on. But there are many other, you know, monks, after coming back from their debate session, and they will again you know, engage in doing the memorizations. It will go all the way to the 2 o'clock in the morning.
Dāsū tīchī jāngi yā nāruwa, chūsū nīpā tsā dēgirdā kāyē. Chūsū nīpā tētī yā sōnyī shūkī chūsā ngā pār kāngā tōngu rē, kāma jāngā hīndu nōng gā rē rā. Tēchī yu tī nīpā nā sōmbā jīpā ngā pā chūsū sōnsū mūdō, nīmī kō chūsū chīnī, nīmā chī chūsū jīsū nā nīgō mār dā tēsā.
So then, they have to get up in the morning at 5 o'clock again. You know, sleeping at 2 o'clock and getting up in the morning at 5 o'clock. And so, you could, you know, see it's a very less time for them to sleep, you know, just 4 hours a day.
Ngāda chūsū chōngyīn sīn pēchēnyi, chōngyīn dā chūjī tīshēki tū chōngyī pā nīyā shāgī. Tēnā ngā sū tī dhidhachī pā kāshī dā pā sāngī lī ndē pārī dā. Pā tsīsū nī pā tā tūpā lā līng kūjā nī chō dā tāndā tsāgī mī dū sīn, sīng pī tū nī chōngyīn yō rā. Tīndū jī sōshōng chē tōng chī kēshī sāngā tōngyī dā kā sāngī lī ndē pārī chīrī dā ngā sū gōmbā lā.
So, in my case, and I always go to bed around 12 to 12:30, but there are some of my, you know, colleagues, or my, you know, I would say my classmates, in other words, or they spend their time by reciting whatever the text they have memorized. It will go all the way to 2 o'clock, and sometime, you know, they spend an entire night. And the way they study, you know, the process of their studying and the effort they put forth to study the Dhamma is something really, you know, beyond our comprehension. So it is something really unbelievable for us, and you know, especially for all of you. And one of the monks who came from Tibet memorized entire text of Lamrim. And he, you know, was able to recite this entire Lamrim text, you know, by heart.
Gongxin dewa chida chi bachaya zambu yuwa ne sena lamare yinada. Ku himante nga su xionju yuwa, xionju nguwa liwa. Ku genji son xionju lo ne zin lao susa. Ku zinya rama susa. Ku su naungla ma tadi minya genyo satunga tesa thari mo dhubu jindua. Chida chi marita chi seke yeji mara kaya. Ku genji susa, lo de zin mesa.
So the person who actually memorized this entire text of the Lamrim Chenmu was is actually a reincarnation of Tukku. You know, he's a Tukku, he's a reincarnation lama, reincarnated lama. And and also that the Lamrim Chenmu is in the Quran. And then also at one time his teacher actually asked him to memorize the text Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Chenju Chenmu. And it is not an entire text of, you know, the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, but his teacher has actually asked him to memorize the chapter, the last chapter, which is the dedication chapter, it's a Ngoi chapter, Ngoi Liu. So, dedication chapter, but he wasn't been able to memorize that. But at some point, you know, he saw that his teacher was actually coming, you know, his teacher went somewhere, some other places, and actually he was coming back. And when he saw him, and then he, you know, remembered that teacher actually told him to memorize that. But he just opened the book and went to write to the, you know, the dedication part. It is maybe 9-10 pages. And he just read through, you know, a couple of times, and he was able to memorize that, and he was able to recite those texts.
표현은 로지 두어 다시 개발되는 소냐 항상이 타주 맞아 빼리로 타주 빼린 거는 주버데 상알로네 아니 로주테 돈 가르치게 생겨야 잖아 론조 로지 두어
so there are in even in Tibet there are many you know scholars or the practitioners and they are some of them can actually not really putting a lot of efforts to memorize it, rather just going through the reading of the text, entire text one time, and then the individual can actually recite this, the text, you know, by heart after going through it once.
Tanang su pejo lo mo mo zin de yin mi kadi yin de man de so ngo yue de ma re la da ro la ma ji ba da sen ni ta song yi de se san de ra u ma le sen ni ji pe se san de de pe ji chue ran ne ke ne ta se tong ne yu long zhong yan ro
so the way the memorization is done by the monks or the practitioners in the those three you know major monastic universities are unlike the you know the memorization done by the Gyutu and Gyumi monasteries because their memory whatever the text they have memorized and they should you know recite those out loud all together. However, in the case of those monks in the you know major monastic universities, the three major monastic universities, Ganesar and Depung, their memorization is to present or demonstrate in the courtyards when they are gathered for you know for their debates.
Kepad ni riba yawa dasa giro lotela jajun shogu to hasa tre son se jijun to hasa tre se ani jason so so yig de tre son giro dinri yero pe ta dangwan re ngo yedin yero nan daro.
So it's a really unbelievable for us, you know, when you look at and when you see those beings, those you know monks, who the way they memorize those texts, not only they memorizing their curriculums, you know, that is required to memorize by you know their monasteries, but also they memorize the other you know vast treaties of the Indian treaties, you know texts, sutras, and so on.
뭐한테 대단히 가서 개경이 개돌로 전화동한 건 뭐 출발했었나다.
So this actually, you know, linked to the reason why I brought up all this is to why the teacher is actually scolding at their students at the monastery.
맞아. 개경세대 팬 소설의 전신 모임 세대 대로 무조바로 맞아. 이는
So we always, you know, consider the teacher is a you know a source of kindness, that's what we call.
되게 따생으로 들려요. 그래서 배우는 덤벌 해야 될 것을 알아. 미치 치질로 소나 그토가 말다. 바 주마 야그레 바레 야그레 소아. 바 야이 들려요. 롱사보. 그러고 꽃처럼 해서 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 로서는 빠지 매 얘네 빼 메시 와잖아. 매 비다든 차야. 오늘 여래데 대다든 요 가서 년이라.
So it's through my own experience, and I've seen my, you know, experience by myself, and I've seen people in the beginning when they first, you know, entered into the monastic universities, coming from Tibet, and initially they are so impatient and really aggressive. There are some they cannot even take even one harsh word. If you express and one harsh word, even a single harsh word, to those you know such people, they will just you know charge you you know physically. That's such a person you know, and but however, after you know over time, repeatedly you know going to the courtyards and engaging in dharma you know discussions or the debates, and it's such a person. You know, the dramatic change was taking place within the mental continuum of such a person.
Then I'm saying, young sense, Jaguar, Dusero, then I'm also long same, and our Casio, Roa, Panatunta Mazi, Jura, Desa.
So it is really, astonishing to think about the way they engage in debate in the courtyard of their monasteries with the different people from the different backgrounds, different regions of the Tibet, and different hometowns and so on and so forth. And they go through a very rigorous and very strong and powerful arguments. And all of those arguments, in the courtyard, in the debate's courtyard, this argument will be based on valid reasonings. So it is because of this valid reasonings, the argument is taking place because of, valid reasonings. There is no such kind of, feeling of hatred or the having a grudge towards each other. Even though, how much argument, the powerful and the very, intense argument they may have within the courtyard. So people who are not familiar with or who have never seen the debate in the courtyard in the beginning, then at the moment they see this debate and the monks are engaging in debate in the courtyard, and they will just jump up and then and stop us from debating because they think that we are really fighting each other. So it happens so many times. There's nothing, although when you look at the actual nature of the debate, when you look at, in appearance, you see they are really engaging in a very intensive sort of argument. But there's no such feelings of, hatred or anger. It's because all of them are debaters are actually, in a position of holding their own valid reasonings and trying to prove that their reasoning is the perfect reasonings and so on. So therefore, it is because of the valid reasoning that supports their debates, and there's no such, feeling or generation of anger and hatred towards each other. So let's take a simple example of when we engage, when we begin our debates. For instance, we are talking about right now is harmful thoughts. And now, so the actual object or the basis of the debate will be the harmful thoughts, right? So now I will just describe one thought as a harmful thought and proving this is a full-fledged harmful thought. And another person will jump up and say, this is not a harmful thought. And if this is harmful thought, and this could be so and so forth. And there will be a lot of, arguments bringing each other's ideas to disprove the whatever that he or she position, he or she's position of what is meant by harmful thoughts.
Nge so je be mege wa chi sa ba la sang me tele ne sing gu be nge pa me sa la na ani chyo so ye shi wo ji nga go sa la na ro pe ye ji so je da ta na ko la ne ba she sa me sa na.
So if I were to hold a position by saying that if one kills someone, it doesn't require any harmful thoughts. And then there will be a lot of debate, they will raise their voice, and you know, the outrageous debate will then, you know, will begin.
Yeah, the Tibetan, yeah, Matabas ain't in Dede, Tumbany said in Dede, say, Tumbany Dre, Yajon, the Karin and Raw, Mataba Duji, Yajon Karin and Raw, and Yalon and Subajero.
So, this is, you know, how normally the, in the courtyards of their debates, the monks are debating about is if some, if the one person will describe what is meant by impermanent nature. And how such an entity can be impermanent, and how can you really establish what kind of reasoning that you have in order to establish such an entity as an impermanent nature? And similarly, we will, you know, describe emptiness, and how can you prove what in your position, how can you actually demonstrate emptiness, and how can you propound yourself what is meant by emptiness and so on. And then when I describe and I demonstrate, and then there will be a lot of, you know, questions arise from the other side. So this is how we always engage with our, you know, debates in the in the courtyard in monastery.
Then the third part of the thing is that maybe when Jing Yong is chanting and reading the 根据用的这把经验的，比起去跟拜堂的话，去朝外堂最慢慢都谈得把的，因为比起有嘛的，今年老你们的江湖龙去干的钱呢，就送到这从了尴尬了去，因为老把的年纪，谈到别个说的卡卡些呢，注定就能，老都不帮忙，临时点到去去，生意就做不走的，错多的。
So, previously, this debate was really carried out by the monastic, you know, the monks and nuns at the monastery and nunneries. And so lately now His Holiness has encouraged, not only this debate is important, the debate class is important for the monks and nuns in the monastery and nunnery, but also it's important, equally important to other scholars. And so therefore now we establish the debate class in the different Tibetan schools, and also there are many who are non-monks, you know, lay people who would like to, you know, study the, who would like to, you know, join the debate classes. And now it is really, you know, it becomes very inspiring to a lot of people, lay people.
现在呢，写东西呢，哪个嘛的哒，等等罗啊。 但那个出去经常用劳动起来的时候呢，变得干一呢干，看一呢看是老些的，做些几的，现在起码这边少的了。做不做呢？让你也弄得来有的，让你也啥用不少的，晓得的，是吧？别写东西，你们这边别写吧，晓得的。
It's really the way you learn at the deep courtyard or during the debate is totally different. You know, it's something that you are actually gaining insight into what you are learning, not just your. You know, somebody has taught you, somebody has given you instruction, and you are taking it in, you know, intellectually taking that. But rather, if the way you learn during the debate is something that you gain insight into the nature of the subject. So this is part of meditations. You know, the debate is part of meditations, because when you talk about meditations, there are two different kinds of meditations. One is the analytical meditation, and one is the observed, or one is in a single-pointed meditations, right? So there are two types of meditations. But the debate is said to be the analytical meditation. The motivation is, so we are reading through the text again. The motivation is the desire to such things as to strike others, and thinking such thoughts as how nice it would be if they were killed or the bound or their resources were ruined either naturally or by other person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very clear, you know, all of this become a harmful thoughts. How nice it would be if they were killed or bound or their resources were ruined either naturally or by other person. So those are all for harmful thoughts. The performance is having that thought. So the culmination is a determination or the decision to do this such a beating. So it is because of this generation of such evil thoughts, then one engages in the physical actions to harm others, right? So it's a possibility, you know, first in order to engage in such of evil actions, you know, physically, there will be first generation of covetousness, which will then enable us to generate harmful thoughts. Then harmful thoughts then will give rise to the physical action, which is one of negative actions. So with this one single event of actions can complete both all of this covetousness, harmful thoughts, and in a killing of others. Because in the beginning you have this covetousness, which is the plan, you're planning to do something, and then that really enables you to generate intense motivation of engaging in such an act. So there's a, you know, two stages of the mental events has taken place within your continuum, and then for it's because of this, you know, intensity of your negative thoughts that is generated within you will then enables you to engage in physical actions. So here's an interesting story about one of the
towards
around the 1960s, right after the, you know, came to exile in India. So in Himalayan region, there were one monk who was known by accuracy of his divinations, in other words. divinations, and at one point, there was one person approach him to perform divination. Elections were going on, and then the person actually approached the person who was performing divination by saying that, "Hey, I would like to perform you to a divination. Whether it is good for us to kill the opposition, your opposing party." And then, he followed his request and then performed the divination. And in the divination, it came out that the result of divination was said it is good to kill the other person. And somehow that the words spread all over, and later on the divinator, in other words, the performers, was arrested by the police, and he was sentenced for jail.
In do ni mi do de yong jo gen de zhen de gan yong jo gen de yang le ya bo shu yong ji de yin sa ro yong jo zhen kong nong de ni zhong kong nong ma le de yong jo zhen ba song la que xin yi ji ge gen cha sa gen pe ya bo sa
he was in a jail, but he was pretty good practitioner though. He taught dharmas in the prisoners, in the prison, all the prisoners, and he had become a very good teacher in the prison as well. So then it says the performance is having the thought. The culmination is determination to the decision to to do things such as beating. And moreover, it is complete if the following five attitudes are again present, and incomplete if they are not. The five are: the first attitude, it says, an attitude of hostility driven by a rarefying apprehension of the characteristics of the causes of harm and a phenomenon related to them.
Ta ne sen she ba la me zhe bi sen ta den ba ji ro ne le che ba.
And then the second one is, it says, an impatient attitude by way of not being patient with those doing the harm to you.
Ne le ro ji ro te. Chi ne ba she ba ne le che. De yang dong yang de ci jin de min ba so kong chu ju yi la she ba.
Then third one is, it says, a resentful attitude based on repeated improper attention to and mindfulness of the cause of your anger. So it is very natural to us, it's through our own experience when we look at reflect upon someone whom you dislike, and there's a lot of reasoning comes into your mind why I dislike such person. So it happens to us.
Deba da seba che ma ro nyo bi ni khun de khu yu sen ro ta ko chi nge ko ni ta de tang ge ko du ji chung na chen bi sen ba che le do ji no sen de bu che le do de
chi ba de ha lo
chi ba de.
And then the fourth one is in envious attitude, which thinks how nice if my enemy were beaten or killed.
Ta ne sen je ba la mo sa me ji ne sen ye ni mi me she ba le xiong ye ni mi she be sen je ne be sen da den ba da nga den ba o so do.
So that the fifth one is an attitude that is dominated by a lack of shame about your malice and obliviousness about the determination to free of its faults.
So
So then the texts go on to say, attitude of simple, you know, malaise are as follows. It says, to the extent that you reflect, someone has harmed me or is harming me, and think about how to bring harm to whoever is doing or did the harm. All this is malice. And other examples of the simple malice are the wish that someone else's relatives and resources or the virtues and etc. might deteriorate it in this lifetime, and the wish that someone else's might go to a miserable realms in a future lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize. We ran out of time, and we have no time for questions and answers again. So now let's do the dedication by generating a dedication thoughts. Right from the beginning last time up until now, I was bounded within this unenlightened existence by not being able to identifying this disadvantage of all those negative actions. And so today, by the teachings, I was able to identify what is negative to be abandoned and what is positive to be adopted. And so with this, knowledge that I have, may all those virtuous qualities and virtuous actions become a cause for accomplishment of one's own enlightenment and that of all other sentient beings.
Lombo shishiro do ngon wa